Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Brittany Woyma, the co-founder of Where to Buy, the new way consumer package companies can now capture and measure grocery data quickly, efficiently, and affordably. Brittany, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, most certainly great to meet you, and looking forward to hearing all the details here on Where to Buy. So tell us, for starters, what exactly is Where to Buy, and who is the business actually targeted to?
Yeah, so Where to Buy is a store locator software. It's primarily targeted to food and beverage brands, CPG companies, and it's really a software that these companies put on their website to help their consumers understand where they can find their products and where they can buy them, hence the name Where to Buy.
Exactly, and makes a lot of sense there. Now, also describe how Where to Buy helps consumer packaged good companies. Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a store locator software, it's for consumer packaged goods in particular, it's kind of par for the course to have one of those on your website. You know, it's where consumers can come to, and we've all used them, right? We've gone to consumer websites or brand websites and said, where can I find your products in my area? We go to a handy tool, you enter in your zip code, and it'll pull up all the results of where you can buy that. So we created this for consumer packaged goods companies in a different way than a lot of the competitors are currently doing out there. So we collect our data exclusively from our partners at DataAssembly. And this helps the consumer goods because a lot of times you have to capture your data through scan data, which is very expensive. You have to license it. And DataAssembly is really changing the mold and capturing data in a completely different way. It's a more modern way of capturing data. So it's helpful for these consumer packaged goods companies because we're able to offer a very robust locator that has super, super accurate data at a much more affordable price than other competitors are currently offering on the market.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome right there. Some good details there. Now, speaking of DataAssembly, how does your partner DataAssembly gather the digital information that you just discussed to help CPG companies gather accurate store product locations?
Yeah, so as I just mentioned, a lot of the data out there that consumer packaged good companies have is based off of licensed data, which is based off of scan data, which means every time someone goes grocery shopping and you know, you buy a certain packaged good in that scans at the grocery store, that data has about a 6-week lag. It's handed off to a company like Nielsen, and that's how it's typically powered. What DataAssembly is doing is really disrupting the industry right now because they are essentially walking grocery store aisles online. So if you think about it, if you go to any retailer online, Target.com, Costco.com, your local company.com, they are able to scan those grocers' websites to see what is available in each area around the country. They pull all of that together in a really pretty package, and they hand that off to us. So our data is actually based off of on-shelf data. It's based off of what retailers are currently already telling consumers is available at their grocery store. And it is not, it's based off of real-time data as well. And it is not based off of scan data. It does not have a 6-week lag, and it does not have the price tag that comes with it. So DataAssembly is really, really honing in on, and especially the way that shopping has changed over the last year and a half, for better or worse. People are getting way more sophisticated with shopping online, which means grocers are getting way more sophisticated with what they're offering online. So they're able to gather all of that information and tie it into a pretty package for a very accurate deliverable that we're able to power our clients' locators with.
Now, Brittany, for those listeners that are not getting it to this point, how does this help companies and how does it help the consumer?
Yeah, well, it helps companies because, you know, we're able to offer really accurate on-shelf availability information to them. A lot of this information, surprisingly, a lot of companies don't have. So we're able to offer that information to them at a much more affordable price. You know, we're small, we're a small company, we're growing. And we know a lot of brands out there are small as well, and they're growing. And it's important that consumers can find where to buy their products, but often there's not a solution for them that's not going to, you know, break the bank as they're continuing to grow. So we can help them by providing that affordable solution that has just as accurate, if not more accurate, data than some of other alternatives out there. And then, of course, for consumers, just helping people know where to find that product. We've all had that experience where we've tried something at a friend's house maybe or something, and we've said, oh my God, I love this. Where can I buy it? So we're helping consumers be able to easily find out where to buy those products in their area.
Brittany, really appreciate the coverage, and this is certainly awesome stuff right here today. We're joined by Brittany Woyma, the co-founder of Where to Buy, the new way consumer packaged companies can now capture and measure grocery data quickly, efficiently, and affordably here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, are other companies doing this? Is there any competition? And if so, what makes Where to Buy different in the space?
Yeah, there certainly are other companies out there that are doing this, you know, and they're doing it well. So there's kind of two segments of companies. There's big companies out there that are very expensive because you have to license all of the data. And they've been around for a very long time. And then there's really small companies doing this that are a little more affordable and pretty cheap, but they don't offer any data. So we actually developed Where to Buy, my partner and I, to kind of solve both of these problems. We basically wanted to create the store locator that we wish we had when we were working with CPG clients in our past lives. So we created a store locator that includes all of the amazing features that a lot of the bigger companies out there, plus all of the amazing data, plus all of the account management and taking over all of that tedious work of managing the data and uploading the data. And we were able to do so in a way that was still remained affordable for clients. So I would say the big difference out there is, one, the way we get our data. It's very accurate. It's a lot more real time, and it's based off of on-shelf data. And secondarily, like I've mentioned a few times, is, you know, it includes all of the features. It's very all-inclusive. And it has not come with the very large price tag that some of our competitors do.
And of course, I'd be curious, and it's always that curiosity. How did you and your co-founder come up with this idea? What motivated you to kick off Where to Buy?
Yeah, so it's actually it's actually kind of a funny way that it came about. So my partner, my co-founder, was at a meditation retreat. And after a bunch of days of not being able to talk, he was finally able to mingle with other people and started talking to someone, and long story short, he got introduced to somebody at DataAssembly, which is, you know, the data is first and foremost what got us so excited about this. So once we understood DataAssembly and got connected with them, it all kind of clicked, and it was like, oh my gosh, we should create this. If you can gather all of this information, we can create that store locator we always wish we had it. So my partner, Brian, business partner, Brian, he you know, reached out to me and was like, I found this way. I think we can create this software. What do you think? And I said, yes, this is what we've always been trying to do. So let's do it.
Certainly always appreciate the backstory. And one thing to note, you took action on the idea and the desire to do this. And that is a big achievement in itself. Now, looking ahead, what are your goals and next steps for Where to Buy? Anything we should be aware of?
Yeah, so we're really, you know, ultimately, we want to become a resource for brands to come to help drive in-store sales in a bunch of different ways. You know, at the most basic level, that starts with a store locator that has super accurate data. But along with that, we're in the process of building and rolling out additional features that will allow people to add to cart to kind of shorten the path to purchase for consumers. We're working on shoppable ads. And just a lot of other tools that are in the works right now that hopefully will help us become a one-stop shop for a lot of these brands to quickly, efficiently, but most importantly, successfully help increase sales and drive people in store to purchase.
Well, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today and introducing Where to Buy to the audience. And you certainly got a lot of awesome things going on out there. And we appreciate your sharing some of the journey with us. In conclusion, any advice for other entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business like yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, transparently, this is the first time I'm doing it, and I'm really excited about it. I think you know, the one thing that I've learned is to, so far, is to just stay nimble. But really, if you have a passion and you get the opportunity to participate in something that you really believe will succeed or has a niche or there's a need to really fill it, you know, take that chance if you can do so. And, you know, just be nimble and flexible and learn as you go. And I think, again, as long as you can really do something that you're feeling passionate about and believe in, that it'll be a lot easier to grow that business.
And I'd say that's a great place to conclude. Brittany, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. Tell us, where can brands go to sign up and learn more about where to buy and the cost?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit us at our website, which is at wheretobuy.io. And there you can learn a little bit more about everything I just spoke about today. You can see some high-level pricing, and you can always reach out to schedule a demo or ask us more questions and see how we could work together.
Again, listeners, it is wheretobuy.io. Brittany, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Brittany Wyma, the co-founder of Where to Buy, the new way consumer packaged companies can now capture and measure grocery data quickly, efficiently, and affordably. And for all the details, simply visit wheretobuy.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.